What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the
She's My Sister podcast.
So today it's just Katie and I. This is Maddie talking. Amy is on her way over from Alaska and for the holidays, and so it's just going to be us two today, but we are in Katie's basement.
It's freezing down here, so we're cuddled up with a blanket. Madeline's got her swishy coat on.
So if you hear this sound, that's my coat.
I wonder if it's as loud to them, though, as it is to us in the headphones right now.
I hope not, because it's really
super loud.
I have to sit, like, extremely still, or you hear it swishing around, so. But it's too cold to not have it on, so. Anyways.
It reminds me of my college apartment. Like, I thought that I was being thrifty by never turning the heat on, but really, I was just freezing myself out and, like, they'd come to visit.
And that's what I thought college was. I was like, man.
I'd just be so cold.
I'm not looking forward to the college days when I have to be freezing all the time.
I'd be sitting there doing my homework, like, with gloves and a beanie on. It was so cold in there.
Yeah, it was freezing. And the floors were, like, cement, so it was, like, so cold.
Uh-huh. I would have, like, little area rugs, and you'd have to, like, hop from rug to rug because it was too cold to walk on the cement floor.
The floor is lava, except it was the opposite. It was ice. So today we are going to do Never Have I Ever questions. So I don't know if you've ever played this
game. Reminds me of college.
True. This is going to be like the nice version.
The sober version?
Yeah. So normally in Never Have I Ever, you ask, like you say the question like, never have I ever blah, blah, blah. And then the person, you start with like five fingers up. And if you have done it, you put a finger down and whoever has them up the longest wins?
Yeah, whoever, by the end, well, it's more like, rather than there being a winner, there's a loser. It's whoever has all their fingers go down first loses.
Yeah. So, we're going to just jump right in here. So, number one, never have I ever shoplifted.
Okay. Well, I would say never. However, I was probably... I don't know, seven? Definitely old enough to know better, but we were standing in the checkout line at Big R, and there were these Peachios in a bag. They were like off-brand Peachios, though.
How'd you steal a whole bag of Peachios?
Okay, hang on. I didn't steal the whole bag, because in my, I don't know, I probably wasn't even seven, because I was probably like five. In my five-year-old reasoning, I thought, no, I can't steal a whole bag. That would be bad. But like I said, they were off-brand, because they weren't in like the crinkly packages. They were like cellophane, like almost like saran wrapped, and then they had a little like twist tie around them or bow or something. So, and they were at the very end of the register, so the checkout line, I don't know, I think we were with Dad, he's checking out and the rest of us are there, and I'm like using one hand to like drill a little hole into the side of the bag, and I pulled a couple of Peachios out the back side of it
with like your fingernail. How did you do
that?
Oh,
it was like, gosh. I said I don't think it must have just been like saran wrap. It wasn't hard to like get into it.
I
take a couple
if, like,
Peachios out, I know,
yourself.
And I was thinking about it. I'm like, I bet that the people in the back of the rest of the line were just looking at me like, this kid here, stealing Peachios. And then I ate them, and they were delicious. And I had no regrets until, like, a couple hours later, I was sitting there in the car, and I was like, I'm a terrible child. I've done a bad thing. And then it haunted me for a while. So, yes, I technically have shoplifted.
I didn't know that. I actually have, too. And it was, like, almost the exact same story. We were at Kmart, and I took a pack of that zebra gum.
Ooh.
Do you ever remember seeing that?
Yes.
And I, too, was too old to do this, probably. I think I was more, like, five or six, though.
Yeah.
And I got home, and I felt really, really guilty, but I still wanted to eat it. So I went under the dining room table, and just, like, one after the other, started, like, shoving them in my mouth and, like, chewing them really fast. Because, like, I kind of wanted to get rid of the evidence, but I wanted to eat it still. And it was gum. It's not like you could swallow it. So I just had this big wad of gum in my mouth, like, of that zebra gum. And, yeah, I felt super
Did you get
guilty.
Caught?
No. And I think I was with Mom.
So that's the thing is, I didn't get caught either. But then I know Jimmy, our brother, he stole a pack of gum from Kmart as well. And Mom caught him.
Didn't she make him go back in?
And she made him go back in.
Yeah.
And he had to apologize. He, like, gave it back to, I don't know, one of the employees or something, and he had to apologize. And I remember thinking, like, oh, well... I probably shouldn't have taken those Peachios.
Jimmy just wasn't sneaky enough, I guess.
I guess not. Anyways.
He probably tried to take, like, Big League Chew, which is, like, a big bag.
What the heck, though? Like, why were we stealing candy? Little kleptos, just stealing candy.
Well, I was talking to Anton, and he said he also stole the same zebra gum when he was a kid.
Oh, it was just tempting.
But, yeah, I don't know. I guess, yeah, I wanted it so bad, so I was like, I'm just gonna take it. But, yeah, that's the only time. I don't think I've ever told Mom that story.
Well, Mom's gonna find out when she listens to this.
But, you know, honestly, like, I remember at the time thinking, like, this actually isn't as good as I thought it was gonna be. Like, that's what I get for stealing this. Like, it's not even that good.
It's been tainted by my guilt. Yeah.
But Big League Chew was really good.
That stuff was
like
really
good. It was, like, the shredded
gum
in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Jimmy would always get it for, like, Christmas and stuff, and I would try and, like, steal it, but I would try and, trade for it.
Yeah, I would say I wouldn't shoplift, but I would definitely take his gum.
I would be like, I'll give you this if you give me a little bit of your Big League Chew, and he'd give me, like, a strand. Okay, that stuff was, like, gold, though. Okay, never have I ever fainted.
Nope.
Really?
Never.
Never?
Never.
What? Okay, well, I've fainted, like, a billion times, so that's down for me. I get low blood sugar.
Like, do you faint when it's like, oh, the sight of blood?
No.
Like, all the women in, like, 18th century paintings just on fainting couches.
Okay, except one time we were at Anton's aunt and uncle's house, and I was cutting up an avocado to make guacamole, and I, like, took this knife, and I was trying to do the pit thing where you hit the pit and twist it, and it comes out, and I think I hit it too hard, and it, like, just sliced through my finger. You can, like, still see the scar.
They are the most dangerous fruit. They send more people to the emergency. You told me this.
Yeah, because I was like, see, I'm not the only one who cuts themselves on an avocado. They're slippery. But, yeah, I, like, was fine, but then I, like, opened up my... I had it running underwater, and I was just, like, squeezing my hand super tight because I didn't want to, like, let the blood out, I guess. And then I, like, spread my fingers, and it was so deep, and I, like, just saw so much of my inside of my hand, and so I was like, I don't feel so good, and then I passed out.
Yeah.
It was really embarrassing. But normally it's because in the past I've been, like, sick and had low blood sugar, so that's why normally.
Is it hypoglycemia or hyper?
I have reactive hypoglycemia.
Okay.
So, like, in the morning, if I have, like, a donut and that's it, I will get shaky. And so, like, my blood sugar will, like, spike and then drop, like, plummet really, really fast. Mm. So, I have to be careful with, like, that kind of stuff. I need protein in the morning.
So, it's 2-1 at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, never have I ever hitchhiked.
What are we classifying as hitchhiking? Like, I've never stood out on the highway with my thumb up. But I have stood at I believe it was Taco Bell drive-thru, and because the drive-thru is open later than the actual restaurant is, I think it was Taco Time with some friends, but the drive-thru is open later. So some let us get in their car so that we could order through the drive-thru.
Oh my gosh, that is not hitchhiking.
So I've never hitchhiked, but that's as close as I've come to that.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never... Nope. Never hitchhiked.
So no. I don't think I have to put a finger down because I don't think that really counts. Hitchhiking is like putting your thumb up.
Yeah, true. Okay. Never have I ever been electrocuted.
Okay. Well, again, I've never like stuck my finger in a socket and been electrocuted, but I've definitely grabbed like hot wire for like a horse corral.
Yeah, me too.
And electrocuted myself. I just said shelf.
I electrocuted myself.
And sometimes by accident, like you'd go to feed the horses and you throw the hay under the wire.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's how I
you go
my
to like, okay, I didn't get my forehead, but like I went to, I kind of ducked under the wire to make sure it was far enough into the pen that they wouldn't kind of just like nudge it out with their head.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to, like, back up out of it, and I misjudged it, and I stood up too soon, and I got cracked right across the back with it. That hurt, like, across my spine. That hurt really bad. But then there have also been times, this was not the brightest, because obviously electricity travels through water very well.
Mm-hmm.
But as a kid, I was filling up the horse trough with the hose, and, like, not everyone knows this, so hot wire, like for a pen, it's not a steady current. It's a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's like bzz, bzz. And if you hit it, if you touch it really quickly, just right, you don't get shocked.
Yep.
Like if you're in the off pulse or whatever. So I was filling up the water and I happened to accident. I like was running the water over. This is so stupid. I was running the water over the hot wire.
What?
It kind of would like spark a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, like if you like, but it wasn't like a steady stream of water. I would kind of like shake it so that the water like droplets would hit it, but it wasn't. Like, anyways, I left it on there too long and I shocked the bejesus out of myself.
Wait, so were you trying to make it spark because you were bored and just seeing what it would do? Or did you
No, I was just trying to see what it would do. And then I held it on there too long and I shocked myself really bad.
Mom, I got electrocuted by the hot
wire. So I couldn't tell anybody because I was like, that was, as soon as I did it, I was like, that was really stupid. But then another time, I've shocked myself a lot of times on hot wire. But another time, our cousins were over, and I was trying to get them to shock themselves, and...
What a great older cousin you are.
No, I was doing this to my cousin that was the same age as me.
Oh.
And anyways, I was touching it really fast, and like I said, if you touch it really, really fast...
Watch this.
You don't necessarily get shocked, and I touched it several times really fast, and I didn't get shocked, and I was like, see? Look, you don't get shocked if you touch it really fast, and they're like, oh, okay. And then I go to, like, touch it one more time really quickly just to show them that you wouldn't get shocked. And I shocked myself, but I had to, like, pretend, like, oh, see, it didn't hurt. But, like, really, I felt like the wrath of God had just come down and smited me.
Don't be showing them this. It's like, that you think about kids, like, these days and the things they do for fun. It's like what we did for fun. Like, oh, my gosh. I remember one time, like, we were all sitting on top of the chicken coop. We didn't have chickens, but we had, like, an old chicken coop that ran right underneath, like, was it an electric fence or was it an electric wire that just happened to be right there? Like, what was that for?
Madeline, that was not, like, a hot wire. That was, like, an electric. Wait a minute. You're talking about, like, the actual what, like...
It was, like, a wire that was as thin as an electric fence.
Oh, no, it was an electric fence wire that it set up. Because the source of it was from the tack shed that was like, right next to the chicken coop, so it wasn't that far away.
We were, like, betting each other if someone would, like, daring each other to put their tongues on it.
Oh, you dummies.
I know. Talk about, like, water and... Oh, gosh, so stupid. But the time I got electrocuted the worst was the same thing. I was throwing hay under the pen. And it, like, pulls you in. Like, the electricity you in.
Right.
And it, like, just pulled me straight into it in my forehead. Like, I had this line straight across my forehead. And my bangs didn't cover it. Nothing. It was just, like
grill marks on a steak.
It was so embarrassing. And I was really mad. I was like, I couldn't believe it. It pulled me into it. And I was like, I can't believe that even is a thing. And Mom's like, yeah, it does that. I was like, what? That's crazy. But, okay, so I guess, what do we both have three down?
No, because we're not counting my hitchhiking one.
Okay.
We did the shoplifted one. And
three. I have three, you have two.
I have two, okay.
Okay. Never have I ever gotten stitches. I think we've both had stitches.
No, I haven't.
What? How?
I've even had a kid and I've never had stitches.
What the heck? That is so crazy.
I know.
I had stitches from the stupid avocado.
Stupid
incident.
Avocados. There's a couple times I probably should have had stitches, like on my knee, but I never did.
So basically, I've lost two fingers down because of that dang avocado.
Stupid avocados.
I almost said avocado. Avocado. Okay. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever broken a bone.
Okay. Do I have to put one down per broken bone or just... Yeah.
Ooh, maybe we should do
that. I don't think so. I had two. I have broken several.
Multiple toes, right?
One of the most memorable would be I was camping. Same cousin that I was trying to get electrocute herself. We were camping with them. And she and I were sleeping in my dad's truck. Everyone else was like in the tents, but we're like, this will be cool. We'll sleep in the truck. And again, we're both very night blind. Cannot see our hand in front of our face at night. And the door to the truck was open. But there was no, like, there was no cab light or anything that went on. And... unbeknownst to me, my big toe was in the hinge of the door. Mm. And it, like, makes my stomach hurt thinking about this. And yeah. I slammed the door shut, and my toe was in the hinge, and...
You could hear the screams from the tents. Oh, like, I remember being in the tent sleeping.
It was so bad.
And it was like, oh my gosh, what has happened?
Yeah. So, I broke my toe that way. Another different time camping.
Was that the same trip where you shut your finger in the pump?
Nope. Oh. I was going to say a different camping trip with... I think the same cousin was there, but there was also some other cousins of ours. We were using one of those old-fashioned, like, pumps where you have mm-hmm. to, like, pump the lever to get the water to come out, and we thought it was really cool to see how fast we could get the water out, and we were like pumping as fast as we can. We're like, go faster, get more out. Anyways, my finger got slammed in between the lever and the pump, and it got broken. It's still crooked. So it's kind of surprising that I like camping so much now.
I know. And you burned your foot on a hot coal once.
That was just stupid of me to be barefoot by the fire, but yes, I did do that. I broke my nose in a rugby game in college.
That's the one I thought of first.
I broke a pinky toe just playing softball with some friends in the summertime. I like caught it on the edge of one of the bases. I think that was it.
So you have to put another finger down. I have never broken a bone.
What am I at now?
I think we're both at 4.
I feel like you're just adding them on to me right now.
I think we're both at 4. No. You shoplifted. You hit. No, wait.
I've been electrocuted. I'm only at 3.
Broken a. No way. What yeah. The heck? Okay.
Okay. I'm just gonna keep my fingers up because you keep trying to cheat me.
Okay. Never have I ever been driving a car with its maximum speed limit.
No.
I've never driven a car at its max speed limit, but I've been in a car at its max speed limit.
Tell me.
This is horrible.
Tell me about this.
Okay, so this was in high school. I played tennis for 1 year in high school, and we had to find rides from the high school to the tennis courts because our high school didn't have tennis courts on campus. And
which they do now after we're gone. I know. Thanks a lot.
But anyways, me and my friend, I remember, always had to bum rides off people because we didn't drive. Mm-hmm. We didn't have cars. I think I was a sophomore, so I was only 15. And anyways, we finally begged this guy, please give us a ride, please give us a ride. And
he was fine, okay. You can cut it out if you need to.
I'm just going to whisper to you.
I have headphones on, and she just tried to whisper it to me through the headphone. Hang on. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so we finally got him to give us a ride, but I remember they would be kind of mean because we were the underclassmen, you know, and they just were so gracious to give us a ride. Anyway, so we got in the car, and there's this straightaway.
Even though I bet you their parents paid for the gas anyways.
It was his mom's car, I'm sure. But anyways, we were driving down this straightaway, in between the high school and the tennis courts. I can picture it in my head. And he just starts, going really fast. And I'm, looking at my friend, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But we had bummed this ride. It's not like we can complain.
Yeah.
So, he starts going faster and faster and faster and faster. And I'm pretty sure he, maxed the car out. And it's, these are the stories you hear of when, high schoolers die.
Right.
Like.
He's probably they'll never ask me for a ride again now.
I don't think we wanted to. But, yeah, it was really scary. And that was, not even a safe. It's never safe to do that. But normally you would do it on, a freeway or a highway or something. Uh-huh. Where there's open spaces. This was, a backcountry road. You don't do that. It was really scary, so.
I've never, maxed it out. The speedometer has it, up to 120 or whatever.
Yeah.
However, I think I have maxed out what our minivan was able to do.
Okay, that was, 70 miles per hour was maxed out.
I know.
Out.
You'd be, out on the highway, and you'd go 70 miles per hour, and, the wheel would start, the steering wheel would start shaking, and you could just tell, you're like, oh no, this thing's gonna fall apart, I better slow down.
In between, okay, the minivan that we had, we got it when I was probably 8 years old.
Dodge Grand Caravan.
Sport edition. It was white, and Katie had to drive it, Jimmy drove it a little bit, and then I had to drive it.
I drove it in college, too, for a while.
Amy got out of it somehow.
I don't know.
Which is so annoying, because it was so embarrassing to drive that thing. I would wait till everyone had left if I ever drove it to school, so that I could leave the parking lot so no one saw me.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. Oh, I just rocked it. I didn't even care.
No, I did not. Katie, it was
I didn't like it, but.
By the time I got it, it was so bad. Oh my gosh, the windows didn't roll down all the way, the air conditioning didn't work. But anyways, I drove it from our college town that we both went to, and where we lived in high school was 45 minutes away probably, mm-hmm. and the entire way is just
straight
uphills.
Hills.
Yeah, the whole time. So I went to visit Katie in college, and then heading home is when you really have to go up the hills. And I remember I was in the minivan, and I was in the slow lane behind the semis, and the semis were coming up on my tail, and the car's shaking, and I'm like, please God, please, please let the minivan get up these hills, please. And okay. Having to drive that thing, though, makes me grateful every day for the car I have now.
Oh, for sure.
I never have to worry about that stuff. It doesn't shake all the time. It doesn't overheat. It's I can have the AC going in the summertime. it's so wonderful.
I had this Dodge Neon.
Oh, I hated that car. I also got that one inherited.
And, okay, I got towed 3 times in one summer because I was driving in between our hometown and college and going over those hills. And
it's like the hills of car death.
It was. But then I'd get to our college town and it was like, speed limit was like 25 miles an hour and it broke down there too. But it had purple tinted windows.
Yep.
And these like neon seats.
Like with squiggle design.
Yeah, like upholstered seats. And it was kind of like a gold color.
And there was a hole in the foot part on the passenger side and you could feel cold air blowing in. Never have I ever really liked a song by Justin Bieber. I really like Justin Bieber, not gonna lie.
I like his, like, first original.
What?
CD. I don't like his new stuff.
Really? None of it?
No, not really. Oh, I like, I the, you know, the whole, like, baby, baby, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Katie, I think that's the stuff people think is annoying.
I know, but that song's so catchy.
Let me tell
and
you
I can,
one time.
Yes, I can see why it's annoying, but I kind of still like it. Maybe it's just because I associate it with, like, happy memories. I also have one shout out to my friend, you know who you are, that everyone says looks like Justin Bieber. And it's, like, Justin Bieber in that phase. I even have a picture of her at Halloween dressed up like him.
What? Who?
I'll show you.
Okay.
You know who you are.
Does she listen?
I guess we'll find out after this episode airs. Okay. I also like his... I know this is ridiculous because I like most of the classic Christmas music, but I like one of his Christmas songs.
And I like it too. It's the most beautiful time of the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
that one.
Okay, so.
So that, I guess that's 4 fingers for me. Madeline, you're losing.
We're going to have to do 10 fingers.
I guess so.
Okay. Okay, next. Never have I ever eaten a carton of ice cream by myself.
Do the little Ben and Jerry's ones count?
Yeah.
Like the pints?
I don't know.
I don't think I haven't eaten one by myself. I've split it. That doesn't count.
It's too much. Never have I ever eaten from someone else's plate when they weren't looking. I've definitely done
obviously
that.
Done
Who
that.
Who hasn't done that? I don't think that counts.
Joey doesn't share food.
Okay. Never have I ever injured myself while trying to impress a girl or a boy I was interested in.
I have totally done this. What did you do?
Oh gosh. Okay. So this was in high school. So we were at this, like, this meet out of town at another school, and my friend and I thought it would be really cool to, like, do this thing we had learned in dance where you, like, link arms, you're back to back, and you link arms, and then one person, like, flings the other person over so that they flip.
Okay,
and we literally knew how to, like, we had done it before.
Yeah.
But for, I think we were on, like, we were barefoot on, like, slick grass or something, and basically, like... When she tried to flip me over, she just dropped me on my head.
Oh my gosh.
And it hurt so bad.
You probably, like concussed yourself.
Like, it was so, so painful, but I had to just, like, jump up and be like, oh, I'm fine. Like, that I'm never happened. Dizzy. Oh my gosh, it hurt so bad, though, and, like, the rest of the night I had a headache so bad.
Madeline, you gave yourself a concussion.
I probably did, honestly. Like, I probably did, but I was so embarrassed. I, like, just jumped up and, like, acted like I was fine.
Oh, ow.
Yeah, so that was really embarrassing.
Nothing is coming to mind right now.
I totally bet you have at some point.
I probably have, but I can't.
And I don't think I was trying to impress a boy I was interested in. I was just trying to, we were trying to impress
people. Trying to impress people. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I don't have to put my finger down for that one.
You are just finding technicalities and loopholes everywhere.
Never have I ever taken food out of a trash can and eaten it.
I don't think. Oh, no.
I'm laughing that you're having to think about this, like, maybe I have. I have never done that.
Well, no, it's not like I'd be, like, out in public, like, somebody left a fry. But, like, I could see myself, like, accidentally throwing away something at my house. But, no, I haven't ever done that. I have not. Madeline, quit judging me.
No, I've never. Oh, but you know what I have had to do? In high school, I threw my retainers accidentally into the garbage can, like, the big garbage bin that everyone throws their lunch into.
Gross.
No, I dumpster dived, like... I think I took it home and brushed it first.
Oh, so you washed
but
it.
But still, I did have to do that. That was embarrassing. Talk about a great freshman year.
Yeah, same bound. You had a rough time.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, one thing does pop into mind, like, embarrassing. I wasn't, like, specifically trying to impress somebody when I was doing this, but I was just, like, walking out of the locker room at the high school on my way to soccer practice, and, like, the whole entire guys' football team was standing there. It was kind of, like, right next to the gym. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to walk
passed and act like I don't, like I was just, I don't know, I wanted to look cool on my way out to the field and somebody.
You were trying to impress the whole team.
Apparently. And somebody had spilled like a bottle of Gatorade on the floor. And those floors were pretty slick to begin with. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'm wearing my cleats too and they don't have, and anyways, I like full on banana peel, like legs out from underneath me, slipped right there. And I think I broke my entire tailbone.
But you had to jump up and be
so
like,
so bad. And I had to be like, ha ha, and like get up.
And they saw you?
Yeah, they all saw me.
Oh no.
But it would have been different if they'd been like, said something, like if they'd laughed or said something, but they all just stared at me and it made it so much worse.
And you probably would have been like finger guns, like I'm good.
She totally would have.
Because Amy got in trouble in like fifth grade for doing finger guns at the teacher, I think.
Oh my gosh.
But anyways, okay. This next one. Never have I ever cried or flirted my way out of a speeding ticket.
I wish Amy was here because she's done this more than once. But I got pulled over one time, the very first time I ever got pulled over.
I remember that. It was right out, like right past the house.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm driving my younger sister. I was driving Amy.
Oh, okay. I was like, I wasn't there.
No, she was driving and I wasn't even going that fast. Anyways, I get pulled over and I'm like, yes, okay, yes. And he leaves and then I like let it all out and I start crying as he's walking away and he still gave me a ticket.
Wow.
Rude.
Anyways. I remember you getting pulled over one time after church because you didn't have your lights on.
Because we were on, like, on the Ave and all mm-hmm. of the streetlights were on. It was mm-hmm. so bright and I was pulling out of a gas station.
You're
I didn't realize.
Why is he pulling me over?
I know. I didn't realize that my lights weren't on. He was very nice, though.
He was, yeah.
He was just like, please turn your lights on.
There was this one time I was driving up 40th and there was, like, nowhere to pull over, but, like, the cop turns his lights on me, right? And I'm, like, going really, really slow because I'm, like, I want him to know that I know he's pulling me over, but I can't find a place to pull over. So for, like, miles, I'm just driving really slow with him following me with his lights on. Finally, I found, like, this church parking lot to pull over in. And he, like, comes up to the window, and I was super young at the time. And he was, like, and I think I looked really scared or something because he was like, I don't mean to like alarm you or anything, but next time pull over a little sooner if you could. And I was like, I'm sorry, I couldn't find a place to pull over, but I just think that probably looked so dumb. Oh, that's embarrassing. Okay, have you, oh no, wait, okay. Never have I ever broken something at a friend's house and then not told them.
I've broken things at our parents' house and not told them, but I don't.
That doesn't count.
I don't think that I've, like, years later, mom found out kind of thing.
Like, Joseph's nose?
Yeah, we had a statue of Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus, and we broke the nose off of Joseph.
But it was gold. Like, the whole thing was gold.
It was, so like, a bronze color, and then we found, like, bright gold shiny paint and put it on his nose, so it definitely didn't match.
That's like a flat Voldemort nose after that. That's so bad.
But mom didn't notice it for a couple, like, a really long time.
I think we actually ended up pointing it out to her after it had been long enough that we couldn't get in trouble.
Yeah. I don't remember ever breaking anything at a friend's house and not telling them.
So. When I was really young at dance, anyways, I like went to flush the toilet and it didn't flush and it just started overflowing and like I didn't know what to do. So I grabbed a bunch of the towels that were hanging up for your hands.
Oh,
and
no.
I started just like sopping it all up with that. And then I didn't know what to do with the towels. So I threw them in the shower that was next door. Not next door, but there was like a stand-up shower in there. So I just threw them in there and shut the curtain. And then I just walked out and hoped that like they wouldn't notice me. Okay. Never have I ever tried to cut my own hair.
No, I didn't cut my own hair. Like, half a centimeter off as a little kid just to see what would happen, but not enough that anyone would even notice.
I cut my bangs for, like, 4 years of high school.
Really?
Yeah. And sometimes it was really bad. Like, sometimes I'll... Okay, so when I was in high school, everyone had the same hair. It was, like
the side-swept?
Thick straight with the side-swept bangs, yeah.
Yeah.
And, so I wanted those bangs, but I didn't have to go get them cut all the time. So I would just do them by myself.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes I'll look at pictures and I, at the time, thought they looked great. But I'm like, wow, you can really tell I cut those myself.
My college roommate trusted me enough to let me cut her bangs.
How was that?
Not too bad, but definitely too short.
Oh.
Because, you know, like, when you go, you're like, oh, this would be good. And you go to cut it and then they, like, suddenly spring up.
Yeah. That's sorry. Fun. Yeah, I think I did that a couple times.
She acted
times.
Like, oh, it's fine, but I could tell, like, she was not happy about it.
Never have I ever worked at a fast food restaurant.
I worked at Pizza Hut.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think that counts.
Okay, good. So how many fingers are you at now?
Like I don't know. Okay. Have you? You haven't been keeping track either.
I'm still at five.
No, you're not.
Yeah? Yeah?
I'm probably at five or six.
Okay. So we're even?
I feel like you were way ahead of me. Fine, we'll say we're even.
Okay. Never have I ever accidentally said I love you to someone. I didn't do that, but I definitely called my teacher mom once, which in kids' world is like so embarrassing.
I did that too. And then she goes, okay, honey. And like totally
she liked
laughed about it. Like, no, she like was pretending, like responding the way a mom would. Like, okay, sweetie.
Oh, okay.
And it was kind of embarrassing, but it wasn't that big a deal. Yeah. I did. I didn't say I love you. I think I said babe or something. Amy has called me babe like 10 times.
I've done that to Amy a lot of times though, so I guess we're even on that one.
Although one time Amy and I, like, I went to home to go visit. For some reason, Aaron must have been working or something. I don't know. I was sharing Amy and I were sharing a bed when I was home to visit. And I like, this is embarrassing. I went to like, put my arm around her and almost went to like spoon her.
Oh no.
I was like half asleep, not really thinking about it. I had my arm around her, and then all of a sudden she like whips around, looks at me, she's like, Katie, what are you doing? I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's funny. When we shared a bed,
just cuddling.
You never did that. You like pushed me off the bed half the time. So wait, that's the reason I sleep the way I do these days.
Madeline looks like a corpse when she's sleeping. She like lays in one tiny little corner of the bed, and then, like, half the time has her arms crossed across her chest.
Well, yeah, Mom and I had this conversation. It's a very nice way to sleep. Okay, sleeping on your back is the healthiest way to sleep, for one thing.
It is, and it gives you less wrinkles.
Yeah, and Mom also, like, puts her hands on her stomach when she sleeps, because it's, like, it feels really weird to just have them by your side, like,
it's grounding. Straight. I put them on my stomach a lot of the time.
Yeah, I do, too.
Or on top
so
of a
it's
pillow.
Actually not that weird, but yeah. I sleep like that because of you, because we shared a bed from, like,
you
what
cannot
grade
blame
grade.
This on me. I don't know.
Like, I don't know. We middle were fairly school-ish. Little. But Katie would, like, thrash around all night and, like, be sprawled out
you
on the bed.
You are being so dramatic.
No, it's true. And then I would have this little tiny corner.
No, it's true.
Like, and you pushed me off the bed. You knocked the wind out of me one night.
I was sleeping.
Who does that when they're sleeping? Who?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to ask Aaron about this.
I have never kicked him in my sleep. You tried pulling the blankets off of me, and I...
That deserves getting the wind knocked out
I
of you.
I didn't mean to. Madeline, like, you're making me sound like a horrible person. Oh my gosh, you are so dramatic.
Okay, this one, I have to tell it for Amy. Okay, never have... You know, Amy shouldn't be missing these podcasts because she gets talked about without...
She's going to be...
And you know what? I don't even care.
As soon as this airs, she's going to text us and be like, guys, and she's going to like have a list of things that she wants to correct.
She's going
to
be like, this was wrong, this was wrong, this was wrong. You're telling the story completely wrong.
The last time we did one when she wasn't here and we interviewed our brother Jimmy, she... text us after when she was like, it's a little weird listening to this and I feel bad. I'm a little annoyed because I can't defend myself now.
Okay, so this one is really funny. Never have I ever pressed send and then immediately regretted it.
Oh.
Okay, I don't think I've ever done this, but Amy, okay, so we were
on... Oh, I have, but it's not as funny as Amy's.
We were on a family vacation and I brought one of my friends along and we had been at the store earlier that day. And she had been, like, flirting with these guys at the store. And, like, so we were on the beach. And she was, like, dancing and, like, trying to get these boys' attention and stuff. And, like, it was obvious. But, like, we were teenage girls. Like, that's what you do at that age. You're awkward and you do embarrassing things to attract
cool.
guys. Yeah. And we got back to, like, the place we were staying. And Amy's texting me. And she's, like, I can't remember what exactly she said. She was, like... Ooh, I'm so-and-so, I can't say her name. Let's just say her name was Ashley. Ooh, I'm Ashley, and I like to dance around and flirt for the boys. And she sent it to the girl we're saying is called Ashley. And she, like, there was just this awkward moment where I saw, like, fear in Amy's eyes. Like, they just got really wide. And she, like, makes this, like, ooh mouth. And then this girl's, like, she gets, it's like, ding. And I see her read it, and she's, like, Amy! Amy! Like, she was so mad. She was like, wow, really? Like, and Amy totally meant to send it to me. And I remember she tried to cover for it. She was like, oh, I was joking. Like there was no going back. And I think, oh my gosh, I think about that all the time. It was so funny. Like, when people say Amy's name in a certain tone, it just takes me right back to that day. Because it was so funny. And it was embarrassing, but it was, like, more funny than embarrassing to me, so.
That hasn't happened to me to the same extent. But one time, I thought that I was texting my husband, Aaron. We were just dating in college at the time. And I was just kind of giving him, like, you know those, like, stupid recaps of your morning? Like, I did blah, 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 and then I did blah, blah, blah.
How's
like,
your morning, oh, beautiful?
It was not like that. I was like, oh, me and my friend, like, me and my roommate, like, we went to McDonald's, and then we did this. Ooh, and she bought me those new, like, McDonald's Cinnabuns or whatever. Like, you know those cinnamon knot things? Yeah, they're so good. And then this happened and this happened, and I accidentally sent it to my manager at the rec center at the college that I worked at. Mm-hmm. And I sent him this whole long text of, like, my whole morning. And he, and then as soon as I did it, I was like, oh no. And then he responds, he's like, oh, well, I don't think this was meant for me, but that was sure nice of her to buy you some cinnamon knots. And I, he responded well to it at least.
Wait, did you tell the, what was the story where, like, didn't you say something to the rec center employee and they misheard you?
Oh, that was really embarrassing.
Can you tell that one again? Because I don't think it made it onto the podcast.
Yeah, that was definitely not a text, but he wasn't an employee. So he was like he was a friend of mine. He was one of the rugby players, and he's like friends with my husband too. And I was working downstairs in the weight room. Mm-hmm. And then in the rec center, the upstairs is like the cardio area. And I happened to be downstairs in the weight room at that point. And like I was talking to him at the front at the desk, and then he like went to leave out the door, and he was like, time for Domino's, and like was rubbing his stomach, and I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds so good. And he just gave me this like,
you're like,
really?
Mm.
Yeah. And I said, that sounds so good. And he gave me this really weird look, and I was like, huh, I don't know what that look was for, but okay. And he walks out, and then he come like, I don't know, it's probably like half an hour later, I see him walk back into the weight room, and I'm like, I thought you said you were going to go get Domino's. And he's like, what? And then he goes, oh. He goes, I said, time for abdominals. And I was like, oh no. You thought I was saying, that like, sounds delicious.
Let me watch. That sounds so yummy.
And he was like, oh, that makes so much more sense because you're dating my friend.
No, imagine if like you hadn't clarified.
I know. It was still super embarrassing.
Like, Aaron, your girlfriend told me something really weird today. Are things okay? Okay. Oh, it's not a question. It's just something that made me think of that. What made me think of that? I don't know. Okay, but anyways, so Anton and I always make fun of each other when we like say the name Deborah or the name Melody, because okay, so when Anton was working as a paralegal for a while in college, there, I don't know if I should go into that much detail because that might be like, okay, anyways, so one time he like saw
confidentiality the, yeah. breach.
Probably not, but okay, so one time he like was dealing with this person named Deborah, but it was spelled Deborah.
Oh,
you know how it's sometimes spelled that way?
Yeah.
And he looks at it, and he looks at me, and he's like, who would name their kid Deborah? So now, every time someone says that name, I'm like, wow, who would name their kid Deborah? But, okay, so I worked at a hospital for a while, and we would call the patients every morning, ask what they wanted for breakfast. Uh-huh. And their name was just written in text, you know, so you had to, like, be able to pronounce it properly just looking at it. And normally it's, like, just a name like James or whatever, which is easy. But keep in mind this was really early in the morning. So I call this lady, and, like, sometimes I wouldn't really pay attention to the name until they answered. Mm. And she answered, she's like, hello? And I'm like, hi, is M'lady there?
M'lady.
And she's like, no, but Melody is. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing. I just called her M'lady, like some, like, old, like...
Was it spelled differently?
Lady in waiting or
was
something?
Was it spelled like Melody?
It was spelled weird. It was okay. Like M-Y... L. I don't know. It was spelled
okay,
weird.
Okay, so it wasn't just spelled like a regular melody.
That,
but
okay. I think most people would have looked at that and thought, like, Milady's not a name, so I'm going to go with Melody. I don't even know how it was. I don't know. It was spelled super weird, and I pronounced it really embarrassing. So he makes fun of me for Milady, and I make fun of him for Deborah.
That is funny.
I think that's about it.
Let me look at these. Madeline's been hogging the questions.
I've been picking the ones that I thought maybe would make... Some of these are just ridiculous.
Okay. Never have I ever laughed about someone's laughing. Obviously done that. Everyone laughs, has that one friend that,
like the one that
has
laughs,
a funny
like,
laugh.
Goofy, like,
yes. Okay. This girl I used to play rugby with in college, and any of my friends that are listening to this are going to know immediately who this is. But from across the, like, circ, like, the student... Mm-hmm.
Union Recreation Center.
Yeah, but, like, from across the entire building, like, super loud, all we hear, all of a sudden you hear this, like...
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm sorry if that just...
Probably,
like blew out your eardrums. But it was just, like, one of those things, as soon as you'd hear it, you're like, oh, I know she's in the building, and it was just so funny, but it would, you couldn't help it. Like, it would just, like, instantly make you laugh, too. So she was, like, a fun person to have around. I feel like you'd play this game, though, and people would purposely, like, think of something.
Oh, definitely.
That one person in the room they knew.
Yeah, like, whenever I play, I always say, never have I ever gotten a tattoo, because it almost gets everyone.
I have not. This one made me laugh. Never have I ever burnt my mouth because I was too hungry to wait. I do this every time I eat pizza.
Yeah.
My husband and I, before we eat it, we take it straight out of the oven and we both look at each other. We're like, don't put it in your mouth yet. Because you know how when you put food in your mouth, it's too
so
hot.
Yeah.
And then you do that, like, and you try to like cool it down while it's already in your mouth.
Yeah.
Done that. And then this one made me laugh. Never have I ever used a baby spoon to eat ice cream. Oh, wait a minute.
Baby spoons are the
best. Hang on. That's not, I misread it, but never have I ever used a baby spoon because the other dishes were not clean is what I thought it was going to say.
Oh.
That reminds me of, like, my husband and his roommates in college. I would go over there and there would be zero clean dishes.
That was the dirtiest house I think I've ever been in my life.
And I remember seeing one of them eating spaghetti off of the lid of a Tupperware container because they didn't have any clean plates.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I've done things like that before. Like, college is a weird time. You can do whatever you want, and it's always like, I'm in college.
You go over to someone's house, and they're eating off of a Frisbee because they don't have any clean plates, and you're like, okay, eh, whatevs.
If the dog has been using that, that's gross. I did use a Frisbee.
Well, it wasn't a dog Frisbee. Not that I've ever actually seen someone do this, but I'm just saying in my mind
even
if someone did this.
Even a normal Frisbee.
You're right. It is still gross either
way. I used a Frisbee to scrape my windows the other day because I didn't have an ice scraper. But yeah, like, college is really a weird time. You can literally do anything and use the excuse, I'm in college, and people are like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I see why you are the way you are.
Oh, never have I ever taken part in a talent show.
Oh, I have a funny story. Okay.
I know you do. That's why I was surprised you forgot this one.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if this is what you're thinking of.
Okay, well, continue,
anyways,
and we'll see if it is.
So when we were a part of, like, this church, like...
This is exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah, so we were a part of, like, this church group where we would meet with other kids in our community, and, like, these were all very, like, sheltered kids that, like, were a part of the church and everything, and we were good kids. I'm not saying we're not good kids.
Let's put it this way. One of the other kids' talent was a... historical timeline, and they went through the timeline of I don't even remember what it was.
And I didn't know, like, I remember I was sitting there, like, in the audience watching this, and I was kind of getting this feeling of, like, oh no, like, we did not prepare a talent like these children did. And then, like, this girl comes out with, like, was it a harp? And
it
she
was
plays
a harp.
A harp. And then the next girl comes out and she plays this beautiful song on the piano, and then it's like our turn, and it's like, okay, the Wilson girls, and Amy and Katie and I go up there, and we're wearing, like, leotards with bright red skirts, like, satiny, silky, flashy skirts.
They were, like, they were dance costumes, like a jazz dance costume.
Well, that year for dance, we had learned a routine at my dance school, and I taught it to Katie and Amy, and the music comes on, and it's like...
Hit the road, Jack,
and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What'd
like,
you say?
So the song is about this lady kicking her man out because he's a bum, basically, and we're dancing to it. We're, like, doing jazz squares and, like, like spear fingers and like.
I remember one of the moms sitting there in the front row with the judgiest McJudgy face on I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Well, I just remember like being doing the dance and being like, I'm not going to do this as full out as I normally would because I'm kind of like feeling like I'm a little scoundrel child that is like a little heathen or something.
However, I do remember a couple of the other kids afterwards coming up and being like, wow, that was really cool. Like,
I didn't know you guys danced. It was the most exciting thing they had ever seen in their lives.
The kids thought it was great. Some of the adults did not. But it's not like it was provocative or bad in any way, shape, or form.
Just in that.
That setting.
I mean, maybe we should have thought, like, let's do something like sing Amazing Grace or something, like, rather than dance to Hit the Road Jack in red skirts.
Was entertaining.
Oh my gosh. You know what I also remember from that is this girl was playing, the one who did the piano song, she was playing Beauty and the Beast, and she starts playing, and Amy's sitting in the front row, and she starts singing, she's like, Beauty and the Beast, like, she just starts singing.
Amy was a little kid at that point,
She starts singing along to the music she's playing, and I remember one of the people being like, shh, like, you're not supposed to sing, Amy didn't care.
Yeah, music's meant to be sang to, or sung to, I don't know.
Music meant to be sang to.
Never have I ever been in an embarrassing video that was uploaded to YouTube. Okay, it was never uploaded anywhere, but my freshman year of college, my roommate and I, like, I don't know, we got really bored one night, and we, you know the song that, it's been 1 week since you looked
at
me?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so we took the Bare song, we took the song 1 week, and we recorded ourselves on her laptop camera. I wonder if she still has this video. I'll have to text her and ask. And we're, like, dancing to it and, like, lip syncing. And you can see, like, one of us, like, in the chair. Like, we had the, like, office chairs. And we're, like, going back and forth in and out of the screen
on
it.
This sounds like a TikTok. Like an old school TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I still don't actually even really know what TikTok is. But it's like, that made me sound so old.
It's like a video sharing platform. People, like, dance to songs and stuff. And lip sync and stuff.
Anyway, well, we were doing TikTok before it was cool then, I guess.
I think everyone did TikTok before it was cool. Like, on the webcam camera.
Never have I ever dined and dashed. Unintentionally.
What?
Hang on, let me finish this story before you get all judgy McJugger face.
You keep calling people judgy McJugger, and I've never heard that in my life.
Well, you're judgy McJuggering me right now. We went out. I can't even remember what restaurant it was. I think it was like a Mexican restaurant, hometown for like a school dance. And it was like me and a couple other couples. And we all like were together on one. It was like a big, probably a decent sized tab because it was like three couples. Anyways, we had a great time. And then we go to leave and we're driving away. And then all of a sudden we're like, who got the tab? Like, who do we give money to? And then we realized, oh my gosh, none of us did. We turned around and we went back and we did pay for it.
I was going to say, that's terrible.
No, but like we unintentionally did, but then we went back and we paid for it. So we didn't actually really dine and dash, I guess. That was like the loudest high pitched. Like,
sorry.
This one's really intense. Never have I ever worked with someone I hated with the burning fire of 1,000 suns.
Ooh, man, I've worked with some people I did not like. I don't know about the burning fire of 1,000 suns, but...
Have I already told this story on here? Never have I ever chipped a tooth?
What?
So, have you ever chipped a tooth?
Yeah, on beef jerky, and I was very mad.
Which, was it like one of your front ones? Like, could you see it?
It's my, like, vampire tooth.
Let me see.
What is that one called? My fang?
Your canine?
My canine. Right there? See. You can't even really see it.
Oh, I can't even see it. That's surprising that beef jerky...
I felt it. It's, like, really sharp now, but... I was eating beef jerky, and it, like, I don't know if it was a piece of bone or what was in it, but I, like, just, like, bit down on it, and then I pulled it out, and the piece of my tooth was stuck to it. So I was, I seriously thought about, like, contacting the jerky company.
You probably could.
I was mad.
I have told this story to you before, and it's still disgusting to me. I was in probably kindergarten or first grade, and we were over at our grandparents' house, and I don't know where everyone else was, but I was hanging out by myself in their, like, family room, and I found a pair of nail clippers just sitting next to the chair. Have you never heard this?
Did you cut your tooth with a nail clipper?
Okay, so I took the nail clippers, and this is so disgusting. Kids are gross. And
you were gross. You did gross stuff.
I took the nail clippers, and I was just, like, clicking it on my front tooth.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
I had my front...
That's so gross. Probably I've been on people's toes.
I know. I had my front tooth stuck in between the clippers, and I was just kind of, like, click, 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 like, probably watching TV or something as I'm doing it. And then I clicked it all the way, And I'm not even kidding. I nail clippered off the corner of my front tooth.
Oh.
And you can still see it. Look.
Oh, my gosh.
You can see it, huh?
Yeah.
So I've been to the dentist several times, and they've been like, oh, like, I see you've got, like, a little chip in the front. Like, we can fill that in for you and, like, round it out. And, like, it's not really that noticeable.
Like,
I don't even.
Nah, it's a good memory.
I don't even notice it. But it's, like, I think it's so funny.
It's a good story. An icebreaker. Hey, guys, you want to know how I chipped my teeth?
The thing is, my parents never even noticed. No one noticed when I first did it. But as soon as I did it, like, this little chunk of my tooth comes out in my hand. And I was like, oh, I just nail clippered off my tooth.
That's so nasty.
Well, but just so you know, in case you were thinking of playing with nail clippers, kids, they can cut through teeth. Who would have known?
Oh, my gosh.
Now you know.
You know what Katie also did that's really nasty?
Madeline, why?
Here, she went through when we were out at a pizza place, and she took all the gum out from the underneath side of the table and was eating it.
To be fair, I wasn't by myself. Two of my cousins were doing it, too.
Ugh, yuck.
It just boosted our immune systems.
Oh, my gosh. And the nail fungus that you put in your mouth.
I'm not sure what, like, prompted me to do this, but when I was at the dentist, like, they'd asked me several times about filling this in, and finally one time I just told them the story.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I told it to them because I was kind of like, whatever. Like, it's funny. And they were kind of like, oh.
You strange little child.
Well, I told them as an adult. I didn't tell them as a child.
Either way.
And then I tell them and they're like, well, that's one I haven't heard before. And I'm sure they forward, like, every way of...
Okay, kids are weird, though. They're so weird. Yeah. I can't remember doing anything like that, though. Mm. I would make potions in the bathroom.
Yeah, that was cool.
I think we all did that. Do you see what happens when kids don't have, like, video games and TV and stuff? They, like, have to find ways to have fun, and they do weird things.
They do. All right, well, I think that about wraps up our Never Have I Ever episode.
I think
that Madeline lost...
I don't know, because it was, like, a lot of them I, like, kind of had, but not really.
We'll figure it out in post-production when we edit this. Okay. We'll go through and tally them up.
I think maybe I lost. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the
She's My Sister podcast.
Hopefully in the next couple episodes we will have Amy along with us, so we have the full sister...
Crew.
I just know how to finish that, thanks. Okay. But yeah, if you would like to follow us on Instagram, it's at She's My Sister Podcast.
We're also on Facebook.
Oh, we are?
Yes, we are. Okay,
good. So yeah, follow us on Facebook. Is that what you do on Facebook? I don't even have Facebook, so I don't remember.
Like.
Oh, okay. And if you enjoyed this episode or any of our past episodes, if you could please leave us a 5-star review and rating, we would
greatly appreciate it.
Gruel. We would greatly appreciate it. It really helps us out. And for everyone that has reached out and told us what you think, we love you guys and can't wait to continue telling stories and pumping out content. So that's what we're planning on doing for the Christmas break.
Wrap it up.
Okay. This is really going on a long ways because I don't know how to end this. But just thank you, and we will see you next time on the She's My Sister podcast.
Bye.
Bye.